Hello.
Hello, this is Miles with Archtop Fiber. How you doing
Hey,
this
how's it
morning?
going? I'm doing all right.
Good deal. Hey, we're having a bunch of people calling in. Are we aware of any outages in the area?
No, not that I'm aware of. Whereabouts?
Okay, so the one customer that I've spoken with so far, they are in. Okay, so let me see if I can get back to their address because the calendar is on the screen. Let's see. Let me go back. Okay, they're at 7 Robbins Lane in Saugerties, New York.
Okay. How many call-ins have we had?
And currently we have, I would say, 24 people calling in that are waiting in the queue. So the first customer asked if there was an outage in the area. They said they've been without internet for about 6 to 8 hours. And I told them, I
Okay.
said, well, we have a lot of people calling in. I'm unsure if there's an outage because I just started my shift. And they were the very first customers that I was speaking with.
Okay.
And so since we have this many people calling in, I didn't know how we should proceed in regards to assigning these customers, because for every one of these calls, we're supposed to assign a truck roll to have a tech go out to address the issue. But if the issue is not at the customer's residence, and the issue is with a node or something of that nature, then I was trying to touch base with a technician who could better advise me on how we should proceed in regards to the issue.
Yeah, let me talk with my supervisor and let me see what he wants to do. But if you could just group it down to an area, that would be much appreciated. So, like, obviously, it's probably Saugerties. So, like, if you could just give me like a couple road names, that would be great. So, if you could, can you give me a contact for you guys? Or I don't know, like, I don't know what
Our
it works
phone number
best for
is
the
just
electronics.
our phone number that you would reach us at here is just the 855 Archtop phone number, since we're the
Okay.
after hour service. So when the customers call 855 Archtop, they would reach us directly here at this office. But then that's going to put you in the queue, and there's so many people in the queue. And every one of these customers that I speak with, I'm supposed to go ahead and assign the trouble ticket. And in doing so, I'm supposed to go ahead and set it up for a truck roll, assign a technician. And so would you be the on-call tech for the day?
I guess, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Let me speak with my supervisor. Can you just do me a favor? Can you call me back and like give me 20 minutes? That's
In
probably gonna be the easiest way.
Okay, if I call you back in 20 minutes,
I
could I
should
go
have a
ahead and
better game plan by then.
yeah, could I go ahead and start putting these on the docket for today?
Yeah. I mean, again, just only put a couple for now. But again, it's going to be a thing that I'm not going to be probably going to every single house. I'm just going to be fixing the issue.
Yeah, I think that the issue is not an issue that's at the customer's residences. I think it's an
Correct.
issue with one of the nodes or something of that nature that doesn't involve having to go out to the customer's actual residence. Okay, so it's 8:41 a.m. in your area. So I can let me see. It's not letting me choose. Oh well, let me choose this person to have a 9 a.m. window. Let me see if they're on the calendar. No, I don't see them on the calendar, but I do see the start time. We go. This MBS/CDG isn't wanting to cooperate very well. Well, I've got this start time, but I don't have it assigned to a technician. Let me see. Yeah, there's no technicians available today. That's right, because it's Sunday.
Yeah, so Sundays aren't like a billable day. Like, we don't generally work on Sundays. But again, if there's an outage, that's a different story. But
right.
Like I said, just be letting customers, really the biggest thing is just let customers know that we're going to be looking into it, and, you know, just give them a rough 24-hour restoration time, and we will be taking over at this point. So just, if you could just be informing customers on that, I got to let my supervisor know, and we can pretty much be taking it from here.
Okay, so I guess I'll just be gathering customer information for about 20 minutes before I give you a call back, and then I'll have to go in the system and start creating these tickets, because for every ticket I create, I have to assign a truck roll, and the next available truck roll is tomorrow.
Yeah, just like I said, just start with that for now. 20 minutes, give me a call back, and I'll have a little bit more information for you. All right,
sounds good. And I thank you so much for your help with this. This is Nicholas Sherman, correct? I'm just making sure, because I was just going down from the list. Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your help. I'll be giving you a call back in about 20 minutes so we can figure out what's going on and get a better idea of how to inform the customers and better assist and serve the customers.
Yes, sounds good. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome. I appreciate you very, very much. And it was my pleasure to give you a call from Arch Top Fiber. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks. All right, bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.